Our next doctrine is the doctrine of bones. This is kind of a little fun doctrine to do, more or less. It's a word study that brings out doctrinal principles in regards to the use of the term for bone or bones to include the rib. Obviously, we've had the use of rib and bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh, as part of the marriage vows. So I'm including this doctrine just as a little fun tie-up in regards to what we're looking at in our text. So Roman numeral 1 here, preliminary considerations and definition. A word study of bone in the singular or plural. In the scriptures, reveals not only a literal or anatomical use, but metaphorical, symbolic, and idiomatic meanings also. In regards to words and even phrases and things in the scripture, often there is more than just simply meets the eye immediately on the surface. And so it is with this word, these words. So B, sometimes the literal and figurative ideas are combined in a single use. There is a obvious literal application in regards to the use of the term bone or rib or whatever, but two, it has a secondary or tertiary even meaning attached to it in regards to the context in this respect. So see, the figurative uses are designed to teach or emphasize spiritual principles of doctrine associated with the physical subject or object in view. D. Webster defines a literal bone as one of the hard pieces or parts of the skeleton of most vertebrates. Meat adheres to it. Bone can contain marrow, that is a highly vascular or nutritive fluid, soft tissue that fills the cavities of most bones. Marrow is often considered the best culinary aspect of an animal. Marrow is the innermost, essential, and choicest parts, and the source of animal vigor, the active strength or force of body or mind, the effective energy or power. So that's Webster's dictionary. Marrow, or marrow, however you may choose to pronounce it, is paralleled with the human spirit. As we quote before every Bible class in regards to the Word of God, piercing, dividing the center of the soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrow. See, so you see a parallel immediately in regards to the use of marrow and the spirit. All right, in the vocabulary, Roman numeral 2, A in Hebrew, our first word, noun is etsem, E-T-S-E-M. It is used 126 times. It's from the root verb atsam, A-T-S-A-M, meaning strong or mighty. Atsam can be compared to the Arabic azuma, which means to be great in bones, hence mighty or strong. Our noun etsam is translated body, bone, bones itself, limb, pain, strength, very same in wood. This is the most common word for bone. Two, our next word in the Hebrew is gerim, G-E-R-E-M. It's used 5 times. It's translated meaning bare, bone, bones, limbs, and strong. Three, garam, G-A-R-A-M. When you see the dot in the middle of the first letter on the right, dagus forte, it gives a hard sound to the consonant. G, get instead of j. So garam, used 2 times, means to break bones. To break bones. Four, you have Garemi, G-A-R-E-M-I, used one time, means bony. It's a name applied to Keilah the Garmite in 1 Chronicles 4:19. And the sons of the wife of Hodiah, the sister of Nahum, were the fathers of Keilah, the Garmite. And Timoah, the Maacathite. Five, then, our final word is Tesela, T-S-E-L-A. It's used 40 times. It means rib. It is used and translated rib only two times, and that's in the Genesis account. Otherwise, it means side, walls, or one another. So B, in the Greek, we only have one word to describe bones, and that is osteon, O-S-T-E-O-N, used four times. All right, let's just go ahead and take our break here. I'll give you an extra 5 minutes, and we'll get into the literal uses of it.